main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Main Menu, ACB Radio Mainstream's weekly look at technology from a blindness perspective. Coming up on the program this week, we'll hear about the latest product from GamesForTheBlind.com. This one is a game that's playable with opponents over the internet. The software for America Online, AOL 6.0, has been released, promising that it's a lot more accessible for blind users than it used to be. So how good is it, and how worthwhile is AOL? We speak with a blind AOL user who's been using the service for 3 years, and who's also beta-tested version 6. Jim Snowbarger continues his series on writing scripts for JAWS for Windows. We'll provide a mini-tutorial on one of the most powerful yet least understood parts of Windows, the Volume Control Utility. And in our ongoing Look at Linux series, Matt Campbell continues the installation and configuration of Debian Linux. Those stories coming up here on ACB Radio Mainstream's Main Menu. First, though, a couple of items of news. The World Blind Union, WBU, is convening in Melbourne, Australia. The General Assembly, which is the major event, takes place from next Monday onwards. Of course, because of the time difference, that's Sunday in the United States. But there are events taking place already, and the organisers of the World Blind Union are promising that there'll be good coverage over the internet. You'll be able to hear a 24-hour-a-day English stream, giving you live proceedings and background coverage of the World Blind Union events. There'll also be coverage in other languages, and if you happen to be involved with a radio reading service, you can apply to obtain MP3 files of what's going on, so that you can rebroadcast them. If you would like to know more, they're promising that a website will be up at www.wbuga.org. That's www.wbuga.org. At the time of recording, just a few hours before this program is airing live, the site appeared not to be working, but there may be just some initial teething problems there, and we look forward to good coverage of the World Blind Union, a very important event that only happens once every 4 years in the blindness calendar. The second item of news is a follow-up to our interview with Brian Hartgen last week. You'll recall that we spoke to Brian about the tutorial that he's just produced regarding the use of the internet. And there certainly were many comments on various lists about his ranking of the three screen readers he uses in the tutorial in terms of their usability with the internet. But he did mention on the show last week that he was looking at starting a list where tutorials could be promoted and talked about. He has started that list, and if you would like to join, here are those details. You should send a message to tutorials-request@comproom.co.uk. That's tutorials-request@comproom.co.uk. And in the subject line of your message, you should put the word subscribe. That's how to get onto Brian Hartgen's new tutorial email list.